The Legend of Xanadu. Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch.
What a tune.
That was a tune. And this is Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. So we just talked about national parks, new national parks that could be rolled out as part of a review, spearheaded by Michael Gove, and how the island's MP is pushing for the island to get that little bit of an upgrade. And so I wanted to move on to another story, one that is from coming out of Paris, and it's around this clip that has gone viral on social media over the past few days, and it's featuring the man who has been dubbed the real-life Spider-Man. His name is Mamadou Gassama. He's 22, and he managed to scale four floors of a tower of flats to save a child who was hanging off a balcony. And so this the man, Mamadou Gassama, who's 22, had left his hometown in Mali in 2013 as a teenager to take the migrant route through the Sahara Desert to France. And when he arrived in France, he was working with cash in hand on building sites in a region of France with a large Malian population. Now, after this incident, French President Macron personally thanked Mr. Gassama and has offered him, and he now has, French citizenship, and has also been offered a role in the French Fire Brigade, and was also given a medal for bravery. And I just really wanted to share it because it's such a feel-good story.
It's such a lovely story, isn't it?
It is.
And what's so amazing, this guy, Mamadou, you know, when he scaled those four stories to rescue that baby, he wasn't thinking of the outcome.
He really wasn't,
him.
No. He just did it.
It was purely altruistic, and he might not have made it.
No, yeah.
And it's so lovely that he is a true hero, isn't he?
Yeah. Do you know, there's been a study. Scientists did a study on what makes a person a hero. And apparently there are certain heroes out there, and you don't know until you're in that moment, until the adrenaline kicks in. Something in your brain switches off your selfish element,
right,
which is your let's preserve myself and not climb those four stories. And so your brain switches off and you become the hero because you just automatically, you don't even think about it. It's such
amazing.
A quick reflex.
And do you think that happens to everybody or only that only happens with certain people?
I think it's got to be the certain person, isn't it? If you've got that switch in your brain,
yeah,
and you're not selfish in that way.
Something that I wanted to actually clear up was that there were a lot of people there in the video. There was someone from a flat who was trying to grab the baby, and a lot of people had assumed that was the parents of the child. That isn't actually the case. What actually happened was that the child had already fallen two floors and managed to grab onto the balcony.
Oh,
and so this person was a neighbour, and because they were at a strange funny angle, people were thinking, why is this guy not doing more? But the problem was is that there was a divider,
so he couldn't
between
get
the two. So he couldn't actually get to it.
Oh.
And I mean, the thoughts going through that guy's mind is thinking, if I let go, this thing is going to happen. And
well, apparently the dad had popped to the shops. He'd been done for neglect.
Yeah, apparently he had popped to the shops, and he was taking longer than usual because he was playing Pokemon Go.
But that poor little baby had fallen two floors.
And luckily just grabbed on there.
And what presence of mind, or maybe it was just instinct.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
To grab onto that balcony railing.
But really the focus, of course, is on Mamadou Gassama.
Absolutely.
The amazing guy who's climbed up and saved this child. And so that's just an amazing thing. And I think while we dwell on that, we can listen to some amazing local music from Jimmy's Big Fish back then and back up there. And after that, it might even be Musk O'Clock.